Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Cootie for CCR to House Bill 1592.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1592 by Cootie of the House and Barrington of the Senate, an act relating to schools.
Representative Cootie, you're recognized to explain the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The CCR for House Bill 1592 requires surety bonds for school superintendents and financial officers and up to 4 surprise audits a year for districts up to 1,000 ADM. It also allows the use of bond money for lease purchase payments, including interest. House Bill 1592 was voted unanimously in both the House and the Senate when originally introduced. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Cootie, I'm sorry, you said one thing in the description that I wanted to clarify. It allows the use of bonds to pay interest?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Why would we want to allow the use of bonds to pay interest? The interest on what?
Okay, I'll refer you to pay. Hold on just a minute. If you'll look at page 19, lines 8 through 18. This is the lease purchase agreements, and then on line 14, including interest under a lease purchase agreement. Interest adds up so much.
Representative Cootie, would you please suspend for just a second? Members, we're having a difficult time hearing. House will come to order. Please take your seats or take your conversations outside. Representative Lammons, your teammates are telling on you. Members, please take your seats or take your conversations outside. House will come to order. Representative Cootie, you're recognized to finish your explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This was a request of the School Board Association because interest sometimes amounts to so much that it's difficult to pay it, and it's helpful to have the bond money to use to pay that interest. And the interest, of course, is a part of becomes a major part of any payment in capital improvements and lease purchase agreements.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Representative Cootie, I generally think of using bonds to purchase the property, and does it bother you a little bit that they're not even purchasing the property and they're borrowing money and putting us in debt for something that we ultimately may not own anyway?
No, it doesn't, because the interest is such a large part of a payment back, and our schools are struggling for money at this particular time, and so to be able to use bond money to pay this interest is very helpful.
Representative McPeak for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Cootie, I just know you'd be disappointed if I didn't have a question on every bill that you have. Seriously, I guess I didn't catch this when it first came through. Wouldn't this also be a good idea maybe next year to add to that our school treasurers and folks like that who are responsible for those?
I'm sorry, I could not hear that question.
Members, the House will come to order. Representative McPeak, would you please repeat your question?
The whole thing?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll skip the introduction. The question was, ma'am, don't you think that it would be, I let this slip by perhaps early, but don't you think it'd be a good idea to get bonding also for like school treasurers and those folks who handle some of these funds, not just our school superintendents that we have in that deal?
We had included a greater number of people in this, but this was reduced to the superintendents and all financial officers, people who handle money. If you look at the wording.
Representative Kennedy for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Coody, I guess what I'm trying to understand on this, now I understand the interest coming from a bond, but is on a lease purchase, is interest identified in that agreement?
Yes, in the bill it is. On page 19, line 14, which begins on 11, a school district may use proceeds derived from the sale of bonds as authorized from the Oklahoma Constitution to make lease purchase payments, including interest, under a lease purchase agreement.
Representative Kennedy for a follow-up.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. So in that lease purchase, there is identification of interest?
Yes.
All right.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Coody moves adoption of her CCR. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Members wishing to debate in opposition, please press your red button. Members wishing to debate in favor, please press your green button. Members, I'm sorry, those wishing to debate in opposition now, would you please press your red button? And those members wishing to debate in favor, would you now press your green button? The following members will be recognized for debate. Representative Reynolds for 10 minutes in opposition and Representative Coody for 10 minutes in favor. Representative Reynolds, you're now recognized for 10 minutes. 10 minutes for debate in opposition to the adoption of the CCR. Representative Reynolds, before you begin, I'd like to bring the House to order. Members, please give your attention to Representative Reynolds. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I would urge you to reject the CCR. I appreciate most of the things in this bill, but this language, I don't know. I'm sure, I know Representative Coody is trying to do what's best for the schools, and I appreciate that. I think we all want to do that, but this almost seems like we're going out and leasing a car. We can't afford to buy it, so we're going to go lease a car. And once we lease the car, we go to the bank and get a loan to make the lease payments on the car. I mean, it doesn't almost seem like it. That's what it's like. That's exactly what it's like. And that doesn't make any sense. At the end of the lease, without knowing the terms of the lease, we may or may not own that car. Probably won't. We can probably buy it for a reduced price. So it makes me wonder if we found a new way to maybe exceed the caps, get around the millage levies or whatever. I don't really know, but I'm very uncomfortable with going into debt for the purchases, for the reasons of paying rent effectively, a lease purchase agreement on facilities. What we ought to do, the bonds ought to be used to buy the building so no lease purchase agreement is entered into. It's as simple as that. And if we can't do a straight-up transaction like that, it just doesn't make any sense to me to borrow money to pay for something that we ultimately will not own. And I'm wondering even if that – well, anyway, I'd encourage you to reject the CCR, send it back to conference, and see if we can't get that language out of it. Happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Representative Reynolds. Representative Coody, you're now recognized for 10 minutes. 10 minutes in closing debate in favor of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. No one likes interest, but unfortunately it is a fact of life. And whenever we're thinking about buying a house or a car or anything else, we have to pay interest. It's very difficult for schools to consider only the principal in buildings, whether it's a lease purchase agreement or whether it's a capital purchase, but it has to be considered. In this day and time when schools are suffering from a lack of money, they need to be able to include the interest when they have bonds to pay for capital improvements or lease purchase agreements. This was a request from the School Boards Association because they realize how important it is to have as much money as possible to use to pay for buildings, which includes interest. If you'll look at page 4, lines 7 through 10, it clearly says that installments and lease payments on property, including interest, that have a terminal date and result in the acquisition of property and expenditures for preliminary studies made prior to the time that authority to proceed with a construction project is given. So interest is absolutely needed, and it's so helpful to be able to take that from your bond money, and this has been a request from the School Boards Association, certainly the Superintendents Association, and all of those who realize the importance of having all the money you need to make your payments for capital improvements. I would appreciate so much your approval of this CCR along with the House bill that you've already approved. Thank you.
Members, you've heard the debate. All those in favor of adopting the CCR, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1592 by Coody of the House and Barrington of the Senate, an act relating to schools.
Representative Coody moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Sanders votes aye. Representative Wright Harold votes aye. Representative Kirby votes aye. Representative Sears votes aye. Representative Inns votes aye. Representative Hickman votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Representative Pruitt votes aye. Representative Morgan votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Smithson votes aye. Representative Roan votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote? Representative Joyner, Representative Arms, Representative Shoemate, do you care to vote? Declare the vote.
79 aye, 19 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Coody now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency without objection. There is an objection. Clerk will activate the machine for recorded vote on adoption of the emergency. Representative Inns votes aye. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Brown votes aye. Representative Bands votes aye. Representative Harrison votes no. Representative Hilliard votes aye. Representative McPeak votes no. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Wright Harold votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Sanders votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
73 aye, 20 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.